Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Atlanta Business Radio. This is a special phone interview segment with Mr. Dana Oliver, who is with Medtronic, Senior Director of Research and Development, and also author of The Mantra Design. How are you doing today, Dana?
Hey, Ryan, I'm doing very well, sir. First, I want to say thank you for having me as a guest on the show, and it's a real honor to be part of Business Radio X. This is fantastic.
Very good. If you could share with our listeners and our audience, please, a little bit about your background.
Sure. So, I mean, I guess for me, I'm kind of a one of those rags-to-riches stories. My dad was a career military person, and needless to say, we didn't have any disposable monies. So what it meant for me was I was kind of brought up to be a good person in nature. Neither one of my parents went to college, so if I wanted to go, it was going to be on my own 2 cents. And how I did that ultimately was for 10 years, you know, after I graduated high school, I went to Northeastern University where I paid my own way, and I worked full-time at nights trying to, you know, make myself whole.
And then that led you up into a career at Medtronic. And how long have you been with that organization?
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but certainly it's been a great run. I mean, certainly, you know, I started off as an entry-level draftsperson, where ultimately worked my way up to be the Senior Director of Research and Development for Medtronic, a division that I've helped grow from effectively $100 million to approximately $2 billion over 14 years. So it's been a great run.
You also are the author of the book, The Mantra Design. Can you talk to us about that, please?
Oh, sure. So the book ultimately is a compilation of my business philosophies, as well as best practices that I have for designing products. And one of the things I use regularly, whether in my leadership practices or my innovation practices, is Ryan, I use a lot of mantras. And mantras are really important because it allows you to, as a leader, to be consistent and to drive a common message to your team and to lead people effectively, whether it be pure business and or innovation. You need to be consistent, concise, and short. And you don't have a lot of time to always spell out what you're thinking. So I use mantras as a way to kind of align my team and keep everyone aligned.
And who is the book designed for specifically?
Yeah, I would say it's designed for two audiences, really, business leaders as well as innovation leaders. Again, you know, so not only does it talk about my best practices, my business innovation philosophies, but it's really hardcore, more into organic design. So each chapter is a mantra, and each chapter goes into great detail. And in the essence of the book, it's all about how do you identify your customers' unmet needs, and then how you transform those needs into patent-protected, premium-priced, market-share-leading technology. So again, more innovation-centric.
In that book, there are 14 mantras. Which one do you think is the most important to implement?
Yeah, thank you for that question, Ryan. Unequivocally for me, it's going to be innovation begins with an I. And I think the reason for that is, at the end of the day, you're not going to identify an unmet need or find a cutting-edge technology if you're in a boardroom or you're having a focus group or a brainstorming exercise. But the reality is that you're going to identify an unmet need only by watching and being so close with your customers in a simulated environment. That's really where all the skills come out. So for me, innovation begins with an I, and it emphasizes the importance of a simulated environment. And I would tell you, that's the single most important armamentarium as part of your development platform goes.
Very nice. Very good information. I know our listeners are finding great value in everything you have to offer today. I'd also like to mention Mantra 13, which describes the importance of a partnership between the marketing and research development teams. What's the best way to garner a relationship between those two?
Yeah, I think... And again, I'm breaking up a little bit here, but Ryan, I think at the end of the day, R&D and marketing is the essential partnership. And the reason I say that is that the people that put together your strategic plan are in essence those two entities. So having a closeness, having, you know, I would say a chemistry, a personal chemistry between those two individuals is hugely important. And I think too, you have to have that closeness, and that gets enhanced as you travel together. So as you travel, you spend time in cars, you spend time at the airport, you have meals and dinners together. That closeness strengthens those bonds and those relationships.
Very good information for sure. Looking back upon your business career, what is one of the things you would have known at the beginning that you know now?
Yeah, thank you for that. I mean, certainly, you know, business, you know, I hate to say it, but it can be very similar to war. And when you're in war, everyone sometimes has their own aspirations. So even though there might be an overarching goal, which to win the war, there can always be a lot of underlying stories and positions of people. And in business, that leads to politics. And to this day, I personally hate politics. You know, to me, it's all about business and doing the right thing. And I think that's a great way to understand how good your people are. If people don't have a political agenda, but they ask the question always, what's the right thing for the business?
Very nicely said. At the end of Mantra Design, you hint at the childlike excitement you feel when thinking back upon all of your accomplishments. So far as Medtronic's concerned, what is the one you're most proud of?
Yeah, thank you for that question, Ryan. I would tell you that, I mean, here, we own the lion's share of the marketplace in ENT. And we have two platforms, I would tell you, that resonate deeply with that childhood excitement. One is our nerve integrity monitoring platform, and the other is the breeding platform. I can tell you at Medtronic, we have a tagline, which is to alleviate pain, restore health, and extend life. And these two platforms exemplify that. So imagine me developing products with my team, and we can save people from paralysis by identifying the nerves and ensuring that doctors don't sever the nerves, as well as with our soft tissue shavers, we can allow people just to simply breathe. There's certain individuals that have terrible polyposis in their lungs and in their esophagus, and we can effectively remove these. So, you know, knowing we have like 85% market share in these two areas, it's certainly very heady to think that not only are you helping people, but we're doing it so much better than our competition.
Fantastic. Now, looking ahead forward into 2016, what are some highlights you're looking forward to?
Yeah, thank you for that. I think for me, Ryan, I mean, at the end of the day, my goal is to plan to retire from Medtronic this calendar year. And I've positioned the books to be, my new resume. And I'm going to go independent under the business name of innovation leadership, where naturally I'm going to focus on educating and consulting, not, you know, on leadership as well as innovation. So next chapter of my life is, I'm looking very much forward to it, and it should be very exciting.
Is there another book for you on the horizon?
You know, I'm thinking about a third one, but I think right now I tell you, as I move from writing books to positioning for my business, boy, it's a lot of time positioning for business as you try to, you know, ensure that my business is right, that I have training materials, that, you know, things like business cards. And so that's keeping me quite busy, but I can certainly see one on the horizon.
Very good. And we encourage our listeners to go out and get Mantra Design. Get the book for you. You can find information at mantraleadership.com, or you can also follow Dana on Twitter, twitter.com/Dana_A_Oliver. Thank you so much, Dana Oliver, for joining us here today on Atlanta Business Radio. Please come back and be a guest real soon.
Ryan, thank you very much. Again, it's a pleasure to meet you, and it's a pleasure to be part of Business Radio X. And I do hope to come back. And again, I apologize for, looks like we had some connection challenges here. But anyways, it was my joy.
Very good. And if you ever find yourself in Atlanta, you're always invited in studio for a longer format sit-down interview. And who knows, we may be in Jacksonville real soon as Business Radio X is expanding. So we look forward to speaking with you again, Dana.
Come to Jacksonville, that would be great. I'd love to be part of that, sure.
All right, then. Thank you so much, Dana. Have a great day, and we will see you on the radio.